Pope Benedict XVI met today with members of the International Theological Commission. Emer McCarthy has this report.
I lavori di questo settimo quinquennio della Commissione Teologica Internazionale.
Pope Benedict's profound discourse to his fellow theologians began with a note of praise for their recent publication regarding the hope of salvation for infants who die without being baptized.
Vorrei soffermarmi in special modo ora sul tema della legge morale naturale.
But at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's speech was an urgent call. The world, he said, is in the midst of a crisis. Civilization is being attacked by ideologies which promote an ethical relativism that has led to widespread confusion, a society in which all traces of the origins of the human being and his ethical behavior has been lost, and the doctrine of natural moral law finds itself in opposition to other concepts, which are its direct negation. Again, the Pope returned to the ethical content of the Christian faith, in short, the commandments, which, he said, are not imposed by an external source, but find their origins within human nature itself. Pope Benedict pointed out that these natural laws are accessible to every rational creature and are the basis for dialogue with civil society.
Il problema che si pone non sarebbe quindi la ricerca del bene, ma è quella del potere.
The Pope continued that in modern thought a positivist concept of what is right dominates, with the result that the will of the majority becomes the ultimate source of civil law. Thus the search for power prevails over the search for the common good. At the root of this problem is ethical relativism, which some groups even proclaim as a foundation for democracy itself, because they believe that relativism guarantees tolerance and respect for others. But, the Pope points out, if this is so, then the majority of a passing moment in time would become the last source of law. History, he said, shows us with great clarity that the majority can be wrong.
La vera razionalità non è garantita dal consenso di un gran numero.
In reality, Pope Benedict continues, true reason is not guaranteed by the consensus of numbers, but only by the transparency of reason. When the fundamental needs of human dignity, human life, the institution of the family, and the order of a just society are in play, concluded the Pope, no man-made law can subvert the Creator's law, written in the hearts of humanity. It guarantees liberty and the authentic advance not only of the individual, but of society, in line with reason.
Che partecipazione alla ragione eterna di Dio.
I'm Emer McCarthy.